Hare Krishna. So Arjuna's question, O Krishna, which is better, karma or sannyas? Work in devotional service or renunciation? And Krishna is answering. So we saw one aspect that Krishna spoke in shloka number 2. Now let's see what he is speaking in shloka number 3.
Neyaha sanitya sannyasi yona dveshtina kankshati nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate.
So here Krishna is saying, yo is talking about that person who na dveshti na kankshati, na dveshti, he doesn't hate, or na kankshati, does not desire the fruits of activities. Such a person, neyaha, should be known nitya sannyasi. He is actually always renounced. And then he says, such a person, saha, nirdvandvo hi, nirdvandvo, such a person is free from dualities. Sukham bandhat pramuchyate, such a person, happily, he overcomes material bondage and pramuchyate, he gets liberated. So a very nice shloka, and the purport Prabhupada says, one who is fully in Krishna consciousness is always a renouncer because he feels neither hatred nor desire for the results of his actions. See, a person who is practicing bhakti, such a person is working. But then his work is very wonderful. He gives his 100%, but then he is not attached to the results because he gives it up to Krishna. He gives his best and leaves the rest to Krishna. O Krishna, your wish. If you desire to give me this particular thing, you may give. If you don't desire, you may not. It's all your sweet will. And I am okay with anything. Why? Because I am your eternal servitor. Just imagine if someone can get this mood, life will be so simple and easy. So it's very important, you know, to understand this point that we are servants of Krishna. We have to give our 100% and let the master decide. Let the master decide what results to give. So such a person is not attached, basically he doesn't desire, or he doesn't hate also. Whatever results come, theek hai, that's okay. Then he says, such a renouncer dedicated to the transcendental loving service of the Lord is fully qualified in knowledge because he knows his constitutional position in his relationship with Krishna. So how come he is able to do this service? Because he is completely clear about his position. He is not in illusion thinking, okay, I'm this person, I'm that person, I'm so great in the society, oh, I'm the one who is leading the entire family, oh, I'm this, I'm that, nothing like that. He knows it very clearly. What he knows? That I am servant of Krishna. Jivera swarup hoy krishnera nitya das. Whose das I am? I'm Krishna's das, I'm Krishna's servant. Why? I'm part and parcel of Krishna. Mamayvamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Krishna is saying in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that mamayvamsha, every living entity in this world is my amsha, O Arjuna. It's very clear. So if this is the case, and if this is very nicely realized by a person, so he becomes very much connected to Krishna. He knows that his master is Krishna, and he being the servant, he is supposed to serve Krishna. And when this knowledge is established, this is called as perfect knowledge. So that's what is told. And then this point of he knows fully well that Krishna is the whole and that he is part and parcel of Krishna. And this knowledge that one is one in quality yet different in quantity is correct transcendental knowledge, leading one to become full in himself, having nothing to aspire to or lament over. See, when a child takes birth, he will share some qualities with the father. He inherits various qualities from his father. We might have noticed how the father behaves. Some traces will be there in the child also. But then can we say that the child is father? That will be foolishness. Similarly, we all are one with Krishna. In what? In quality. Krishna is Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is eternal. He is full of knowledge and always blissful. And same is the case with us. We as spirit soul, since we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are one in quality with Him. We are also Sachit Ananda. But then we are stuck in this body, which is Asat, Achit and Nirananda. So this example is very nice, this analogy is very nice to understand this philosophy, the philosophical point that is made here. The drop of ocean and the ocean, both will have the same taste, salty. But then can we say that this drop that is there is equal to the ocean? Yes. In what? In quality. But when it comes to quantity, there is no match. Come on, there is no match. Where is the drop and where is the ocean? So it is said, who are we? We are Bindu. We are just a drop. And who is Krishna? He is Sindhu, he is ocean. So there is no match. When people say that I will become God, so we can just say, no, you will not become God, but you are actually becoming a fool. Because no one in this world can become God. Anyone who says that I am becoming God or I am God, basically that person has lost his intelligence. He can be easily called, very safely called a mad person, because he is not understanding the reality. And this is what the Mayavadis do. The concept of oneness with Krishna is incorrect because the part cannot be equal to the whole. Now this is very clear. Can a drop of ocean be equal to ocean? No. In quantity, it can never be equal. So it is said, yeah, so it is very clear that this particular philosophical point that we just made, that we are one in quality with Krishna, but we are different in quantity with Krishna. We are Anu or Bindu, he is Vibhu or he is Sindhu. This particular philosophical point is technically called as Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So this is something which is given in this wonderful sampradaya of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya. And then a nice point is made here that there is no duality in his mind because whatever he does for Krishna. Being thus freed from the material, from the platform of dualities, he is liberated even in this world. Now, it's not that one gets liberated only after leaving the body. Sometimes when the statement is made that, oh, that person attains mukti, so the only thing that comes in the mind is, oh, he died? So it's not that only when a person dies he can get mukti. A person can be in this body and still be liberated, untouched by the dualities of this world. How? Because when we start working for Krishna, what happens is, the person's focus is not that what he is getting. The person's focus is Krishna getting pleasure or not? And he is just endeavoring towards that. I want to give pleasure to Krishna. And so he is freed from dualities. Because all the time he is just thinking, how can I give pleasure to Krishna? How can I give pleasure to my guru? And he is ready to do anything. It doesn't matter, is it summer, is it winter? Oh, what will people say? Will they talk good about me, bad about me? Doesn't matter. So his consciousness is raised to a very, very great platform. And he is not affected by the dualities of this world. And when this happens, that person becomes free from material bondage. Free from material bond. Because now he's not affected by these small, small things which are changing here and there. So in this way, we understand that even when he's there in this body, he's completely liberated. What does a liberated person do? A liberated person, say, you know, let's talk about a person in Goloka Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha planets. What will he do? He will serve Krishna 24/7. And if a person is doing that in the material world, he's already liberated. Because he's doing the same activity what a liberated soul does in the spiritual world. So it is very important for all of us to engage ourselves in service of Krishna so that we become liberated even when we are staying in this body. And the best thing that can be done every single day, every single moment is chanting of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now Krishna is going to continue the same theme and is going to tell us more about which one is better, renunciation or working in Krishna consciousness. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.